It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members.
KJ,
yeah, he put this thing together.
That might be the reason that it falls apart.
Cancel from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazim. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of
Come
the
on.
Crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer,
just
that's
just
a fact.
Man.
Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike.
And this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them late nights and them wet wipes. You know the vibes, man. I'm one of your co-hosts. I'm Michael Akadiri. To my left,
Kazim Jamal.
Wearing sunshades indoors. This
sun
is the trick.
You're so Nigerian, bro.
I don't know. Sunshades indoors.
Sunshades, bro.
But what is it?
Sunglasses, bro.
So you can't call them sunshades?
Nah.
No,
man,
I'm,
so
I'm
call- fresh.
I'm calling them sunshades. You're wearing sunshades indoor. All
right, mate.
No explanation.
I wear my sunglasses at night. Roses are red, violets are blue.
Jeez.
You know I got my eyes on you. I wear my own glasses.
Old school.
Man, see me on road. I'm
08. I think it was. And then, you know what? If you're on the audio, you won't see that we got a special guest with us.
I think if they look on the video, they can tell.
They can tell. Yeah, yeah. Darren Griffiths is not here.
There's someone else in here today.
Someone else. Yes. You know, I like to introduce our guests properly, man. I do my research.
No, you don't.
I do thorough research on our guests.
Anyway, go ahead.
I'm not on Facebook.
Look, okay.
I've seen.
Like, just yeah, quick little Facebook.
Yeah.
Read your little profile, and then boom, blah. Find out what school you went to. But no. On a serious note, we got Mr. Tom Elwes. This is a comedian. Former podcaster, could have let you that go for a little slide.
Yeah.
You let it slide.
But to a better place.
To
a better place.
Former podcaster. He's also a TikTok star, man. He's a star on the social media. He's a social media fame. And most importantly, he is a father and a... He's got a partner. He's a father.
I got a father and I got a partner. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the most important things of your life. Mr. Tom Elwes. Woo!
Can I redo that? Can I redo that intro? Sorry.
Why?
Alright. No, yeah, why? Why?
That was good.
Well, okay, you do
okay.
It how you do it, Kazim.
Are you ready, yeah?
Let's hear it. He had the benefit of hearing me do it, by the way.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Others and people of the LGBT community that have no identification. This is Late Night and Wet Wipes. You heard me? It's with Mike Wackadiri, Kazim Jamal and Darren Griffiths. But today, we have an extra member in the building. A father. A comedian. A podcaster.
Former.
A social media superstar in the making, already made. Don't make sense. Don't worry about it.
I'm not going to hijack this plane.
We have one half of All I Do Is Fail. The big man himself.
Hey.
Up top on Sunday morning football.
Yes.
Doing bits.
Hey.
His name is fucking Tom Elwes! Come on, man. That's like a Drink Champs intro. There you go.
Yeah.
That was big. You brought that plane into land. I was like, where's it going?
Yeah, I was landing.
Where's it going?
Man, where's it going?
And I was like, oh, you got it. You landed it.
You might have to do that again because Darren's here. Let me pick him up.
Fuck's sake. When he comes back. Shit, the bed. Yeah, we're doing it again, man.
Oh my, okay.
Okay.
We're going to do it again. Roll in.
No, we're doing the intro again.
Welcome to another episode of them late nights and them wet wipes. If you're on the visual, you'll see it's a busy one today. It's a busy, busy one.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a full select today, select, man. You know who the vibes by now. I'm Michael Akadiri. To my left, who have you got?
Kazeem Jamal.
To the left, who have we got?
Darryl Griffiths.
We're going to get into why my man is here. Because he shouldn't even be here. But before we get into that, we've got a very special guest. Kazeem, do you want to do the honours?
Yeah, I'll do the honours, man. For the third time.
They don't know.
They do now. Okay?
Edit all the intros.
I'm hiding nothing from our viewership, man. I'm free in the realness. Like Frank English. English Frank. What was it?
English Frank, yeah.
All right, okay. Visa. This is Late Nights and Wet Wipes, like the bar-headed Nigerian already said, yeah?
Come through.
We got the full crew in effect right now.
Now.
Boom blast.
So much energy.
It's not long. You already heard on the intro music. He loves fucking Pret. Darryl Griffiths getting told off by the missus.
Hey, standard.
And my name's Kazeem, and I might be the reason this whole thing falls apart. Because I shoot from the fucking hip.
Hey.
But we're not here to talk about these three gal them chocolate them sugars.
Gal them diabetic.
Today we've got the middle of the fucking Oreo. He's a comedian.
Hey.
Big time in this blood clot. He's a daddy in my pooper. Yeah. He's big on all the platforms. I'm
not
talking
Twitter.
Insta.
Yes.
TikTok.
Come on.
YouTube.
Hey.
Twitter. I don't
middle.
Care what he says.
Middle on YouTube.
Hey.
I'll be honest.
Platform 3 at King's Cross. All the fucking
come
platforms.
Come on.
Yeah?
Bebo. MySpace. Come on, man.
MySpace. Pixel. Bebo. Come on, bro.
We're running it back,
He's doing bits. He's so sick. He just came from a gig.
Hey.
He don't stop, can't stop like Diddy.
What?
We have fucking Tom Elwes!
Energy.
How do you feel, Tom?
This is it. I've been up
welcome
since,
to the urban circuit.
Since 5 a.m. I'm drinking a Diet Coke. I look for coffee. Noah was serving en route. That was annoying. You know, these are the actions of a man who's about, you know, drinking Diet Coke and trying to find a coffee at 9 p.m.
You got,
night
you got,
on a
you
Monday. That's a guy who's doing
that's
stuff.
Grinding. You yeah. grinding. We respect
that's
the hustle.
Grinding.
You need to get a petrol station coffee.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
Or
yeah.
Is that Luke's
the
original?
The little Sainsbury's.
They've got the Costa machines.
They've got the Costa machines. Or the little Tesco's. Yeah, you got...
Can I do another a different intro, please?
No. We have to start the pod.
This is going to start the pod once and for all. This one will be quick, I swear, Dan, yeah?
Run with it.
Just when you thought he was out, they pulled him back in.
Hey!
He's been away.
Hey!
Doing phenomenal bits.
Hey!
In technically a different country.
It is a different country, baby.
Yeah, we know.
I'm backing you up. I'll give you better energy.
So he's an international superstar right now.
Come on.
The reviews are in and will continue to come in. They're looking nice.
Come on, Preacher Kazeem.
Yeah? He came in glasses I've never seen him in before.
Hey!
Do you know why?
It's all changed now.
Do you know why?
The money's
new. Because like me, his future's too bright.
Hey! Hey!
He took a plane back to London.
To the PJ, yeah?
To spend time with his family.
Hey, that's a family man right there.
And he still pulled up to the pod.
Crazy.
Yeah.
He's not meant to be here.
His kids ain't seen him in weeks.
And he said, hasta la vista, I'm out again.
Kiss him on the head and go.
He kissed him on the forehead and said, I'll see you, man. On the come up.
Yeah.
I've never seen a man say, I'm gonna see you later, kids, because I'm going to a pod to talk about you guys.
I almost called him a slur on his Instagram post this morning, but I said, nah, that's a real man there. And then he sent a message to the group chat like Tony Stark when they went to go see him about forming a time traveling machine and he didn't want to do it. And then he pulled up to Avengers HQ and said, I'll fucking do it. It's Mr. Darryl Griffiths.
This has been
Hey!
The name of this episode has to be intro.
Hey,
intro
man.
Times five.
Nah, seriously, I thought we got two special guests today, man. Seriously, even though you're a regular, Darren, this is a special. Explain why you're here, because I can't comprehend. We've been telling the listeners for weeks, Darren's getting Edinburgh. He's getting Edinburgh.
I'm still at Edinburgh. I'm not here. This ain't me. I've said a representative.
This is a deep fake.
This is a stuck
on AI. This is AI. Tyrone.
Yeah,
how long are you actually down for?
I'm going back tomorrow. I've got a show at 4:45.
Does it feel like going back to war? Does it feel like...
No, do what? It's been sweet. I've really enjoyed my time up there.
Oh, fair.
Okay. Do it is. I think everyone up there is like really young, like don't have a family and stuff. Mm. So they're like, this is so stressful for me. This is the hardest like few weeks of my life. And I'm just like, I have no children to care for.
Perspective's different.
This is the easiest 2 weeks of recent years for me. Like, I get a full night's sleep.
Woo!
I wake up, might go gym. I even do a bit of my day job in the day. I then roll out, flyer in the courtyard for a bit, sell out the show.
Hey, come on.
I mean, smash it for a bit, then liaise with the people came to watch to be like, hey, they're like, it was so great, it's amazing.
Hey! Really get your flowers.
Yeah, and then I'll watch someone else's show and be like, yeah, this is nice.
Light work.
What's the worst show you've seen so far?
Has to be... No. you
must have seen some mad...
No, do what? I've only watched stand-up. So like, I've ventured out and seen a bit of like theatre. I've seen two one-woman shows. One was like heavy, like drama kind of thing.
Mm.
Like, so... I can't judge it as the same. And then one was like a bit of comedy and that was funny. So that's been good. I've enjoyed myself up there, man. Looking forward to going back up.
It's good to go see the mad stuff in Edinburgh. That's,
yeah, no, this week I'm going to start seeing just the random, whoever's handing out a fly, I'm going to give me that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to the Free Fringe as well. I want to see some
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you go to
the
Free Fringe, check out my boy Deej Paxton.
Deej Paxton.
Yeah.
Maddest thing I ever saw at Edinburgh. This is the first year I went up, just walked into this guy's show. And I'm talking, it's me and like, I think they're a part of a tour group, 7 pensioners. And that's it. It's one guy. He's doing 42 films solo on stage by himself. Okay. I mean, he's doing Top Gun. He's pretending to be a plane running around the stage. Okay. He gets the basic instinct. Okay. He gets the basic instinct. It's me and a room full of pensioners. Right. And then he's like, right, I'm doing basic instinct. Okay. He's in a dress. And I'm like, where's this going? This is midday. Where's this going?
Bollocks out.
Full bollocks out. Me and just pensioners.
Oh, dear.
I thought he was going to kill one of the pensioners. The audible noises coming out of their mouths was insane.
There's one show at the same time as mine. I know that a woman puts a carrot inside her. Mm. Full frontal.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. What time's your flight?
That is in.
Crawl into the...
I will never see a show because it's on the same time as mine. But yeah, I was just like, all right. I mean, mine's just stand up.
You keep all your clothes on there.
Yeah, but I was trying to flog my show. I was like, I'm going to see this show. This. And I was like, okay. I'm going to tell you a story and there's going to be jokes.
Is she there for the full run?
Yeah.
So she's got to stick a carrot in her 30 times,
yeah,
essentially.
That's it. And well, man, if she goes on tour as well.
Near enough 30
times.
Dedication.
There you go.
What a schlag.
What?
Artist.
Yeah. Artiste.
Yeah, artiste.
It probably means something quite.
Yeah. I don't know the context.
You come from a broken home.
I don't know. Maybe she's.
Let's get into listeners' questions.
Everyone's so scared, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for sending this in. I think this is a very pertinent question. Probably Darren will probably be closest to answering this, but I've got a perspective on this as well. How should you interact when you've got a talkative toddler? So, obviously, toddlers. They have no filter, man.
Yeah.
You be out there with a toddler and they say what they see.
Cancel kids.
Catchphrase.
You can't cancel kids. Say what you see. Say what you see. But the problem, as adults, we have a filter. We have something that stops us from verbalizing. You shoot from the hip, but you have something that stops you. I think you just say, fuck you, and then you just continue with what you're going to say.
Yeah. Like if you saw a fat person on the street, you wouldn't be like, they're fat. To their face, anyway.
To their chins.
Okay.
What? I'm joking.
So the question we've had in is that the other day my 3-year-old points out to another woman who had 2 young kids that girl has a big tummy, and the lady obviously seemed hurt and left a couple minutes later. And she tried to reprimand her child by saying that we don't talk about other people's bodies, and then quickly tried to change the subject. But they're asking us, is there a better way to handle this? Is there a better way to make that we may let the other person feel better about what the toddler said? How do you guys deal with this? Have you had this one? And two, if you have you dealt with it?
I haven't had it. No, yeah, my daughter doesn't. She's not that age yet.
Yeah.
She just sings and talks and stuff, but she doesn't point out and ask, why has that person got this yet? But how, I don't know how I deal with it, though. Because I remember being told by another comic when they were on the train, and him and his daughter sat across, woman has fake tan, and his daughter asked, why is she orange?
Oh, wow.
And then, like, everyone in the carriage could hear it, and you could see that everyone doing that, they all kind of look down and try not to laugh. And then she just kept on asking, but why is she orange, though? I don't understand why she's orange.
We just got to be honest and be like, she's put a load of fake tan on. Like,
that's the
what
thing.
Did you say?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Yeah.
No, when it's fake tan, when you're fat, like maybe you could be like, oh.
Yeah, because you can change. You know, you can change your weight, but yeah, you can quickly change.
Yeah.
I think you have to be as brutally honest as the kid.
So in front of the person.
Let's role play. You're the kid.
Yeah.
I'm the parent.
Okay.
Someone of theirs got fake tan on.
Yeah.
Ask me that question.
Why are they orange?
Because, son, they have low self-esteem. Okay? So they're putting on fake tan to make themselves feel better about themselves. You know, boost their confidence.
Do they want to be orange?
Yes, they well, they would like not to be orange. They would like to be confident like us. Okay? But something's happened to them in their life where they're not confident anymore. So they turn themselves orange so they can feel good.
But why don't they talk to someone about it? Why do they put orange?
Because fake tan's cheaper than a therapist.
Okay, thank you, Dad.
No problem.
we're all expecting that the person in question is not going to say anything. What if she's like, okay, yeah, I've got loads of self-esteem.
Okay, you're
my dad left. What
your
about
person, your person,
you're orange person.
I'm orange person. Person. Yeah, I'm orange. Yeah,
your dad. Your son, I'm dad, right?
I'm full Dale Winton right now. I'm
orange. All right, ready? We're on
the niche reference, but that's what I am. I'm orange.
We're on the train.
Yeah.
Okay, and...
action.
We've gone, yeah. So fucking industry now, isn't it?
Why is he orange?
Because, son, he clearly has low self-esteem.
Yeah, I do, because my dad left.
Yeah, see? And I haven't left you, so you will never need to be orange. But you might want to take their number, just in case I do leave. Find out where they get their stock from. Just in case, you know?
Is that forever?
No, only for the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not forever, but inside it is.
Oh, wow. You should speak to someone.
Okay. Well, maybe
how old is this kid? Yeah. Because if I've been told by a 4-year-old, you need to speak to someone.
Yes, and they do need to speak to someone, but really, if you go in Boots or something like that, fake tan, I don't know because I don't use it, but it's like, under a tenner, therapist, that's like 45
don't you, why don't you help?
Yeah, do you think that fake tan helps. Looks better?
Do you think then
not fake tan?
To be fair, all right, I'd prefer to not have you on this carriage at all.
Okay.
Yeah, so whether it looks better or not, it's not really, I don't really care.
Okay.
Yeah. My son asked a question. I'm just answering it.
Okay.
If you don't like it.
What, you? I should get off the carriage just saying, this is a carriage exclusively for no fake tan people.
I'm
the pastor, pretend not to listen. That newspaper is slowly dropping as I go. So what's
happening? Your phone's coming out at this point. Your phone.
Yeah. I've already paused the audio on my phone. My headphones are playing nothing at the moment. I'm sorry.
And son, let me just end it with this, son. Also, if they continue to do this whilst they've already got layers of fake tan on, then they will eventually get in trouble for doing blackface. So, all comes back around.
What's blackface?
Blackface.
Newspaper's gone back up.
Even though at this point the person has turned around, I'm looking out the window now.
Let me learn this. Blackface, son, is an act of darkening one's skin to make light of people from our background and our heritage.
Can I do it?
You're already doing it.
So who am I making fun of?
No one. When you do it, it's power.
Okay. Thank you, Daddy.
You're welcome, my son. Word. Unbelievable parenting.
Beautiful parenting. Yeah. There you go.
Great.
That's one way to do it, though. I had it with my niece when I was. I took her to like this little. It's not a farm. What do they call? It's like a little zoo, but yeah, like a
petting zoo.
Yeah, one of those ones. And then how old is she? Six. And then someone had a visible disability. I think one arm. And she was like staring. She was like, "That person got one arm." And I'm like, she said it to me. She said it to me, and it was almost like, "Joe, you're like, I know. You don't have to tell me. I've assessed the situation quicker than you have, little girl." And I didn't say anything because I have social training. But obviously, I couldn't like explain it. So I'm like, "No, you don't say that. You don't say that." But I don't think we're too far away for obviously the person to hear. But that was like. Oh my goodness.
See, I think I'll be able to cope all right with that, with the one arm thing, because even if the person was really close.
Yeah.
Even if the person was close.
And they heard it.
Yeah. And then I'd say, ask the person if they mind. If they might tell you why they've got one arm.
Mm.
Ask them if they mind telling you.
But yeah, equally, if it's a disability, yeah. You can take them off and you can explain it. Yeah. I think the fat one, that's when
that's
the scary, awkward one.
Fat is the awkward one. If it's a visible disability, like if they're in a wheelchair, they know they're in a wheelchair. They know they've got one arm.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, "Oh, I had a congenital disorder. I was born with one arm, or I had an accident." Da, da, da.
Depends what mood they're in. But I'd run with that.
But usually, it seems the child's asking it out of innocence. I think most people are like, "Oh, this is why." Yeah. But the fat one, not everyone knows. Not everyone who's fat knows they're fat.
What?
Not everyone who is fat knows they are fat.
Yes, no, they do. Yeah, they just
not everyone.
Yeah, I disagree.
No, I think there is body dysmorphia.
There's a grey area in the middle, yeah. But then if you tip over, then
yeah.
First of all, we have to define fat. Is fat being like, all right, I've put on a little bit of weight, or you know, like you're a little bit chubby, or is fat where it's like.
I don't know,
when you see someone and you're like, "Oh my days, your knees! Oh my god!" Like,
but this is what I'm saying.
That's like clinical obesity. That's yeah. Like.
Well, this is what I'm saying. But the four-year-old.
What are we defining? What are we saying?
Well, I think
the four-year-olds define the fatness. The four-year-old, yeah. Why are they fat?
I think in a four-year-old's mind, anyone who isn't athletic is seen as fat until a four-year-old.
Right, yeah.
But obviously, four-year-olds typically are like...
I don't know, because they're going to be around their family, and in general, you're going to have one slightly bigger member of your... You know, that would be...
Yeah, so...
Your family, especially like grandparents and stuff, yeah. Right? They're not... There's going to be people not that big. I reckon like kids are mainly pointing out like...
Oh,
big,
like the...
Big.
Oh, yeah. The big, big.
£300 life, whatever it's called.
Sheesh.
600, yeah.
Jeez, them.
Some kids just rude. Just like, but he's fat like Nan.
But I respect like, just it, says man. It,
just bang.
I respect it. I respect, and I rate so highly kids just directness and bluntness.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, as a society, we've decided like, oh, we're not gonna. Let's not.
You respect that you can't cancel kids. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, like you can't cancel kids.
They have to say what you want.
They got free. Yeah, yeah. They got true free
speech.
When
did it start? When like what age was it? Like I'll tell you when.
When violence became a probable like repercussion.
Yeah, that's cool. Why. Like if my son is going like, you're fat or you're whatever, and you get smacked. Yeah, and you come home and you go, "This guy smacked me," and I said, "Why?" It's like, because I pointed out that he was really fat. I'd be like, "Well, good, you got smacked."
Yeah, and then you'd be like, "I don't want to be smacked again, so I'm gonna stop pointing out."
If someone really smacked your son, would you really be like, "I'll say you would tell him to hold it"? You're not gonna
next
be like,
time,
"Let's ride out."
Whatever. Steal their insulin.
Okay, all right.
No, if my son gets smacked, I'd be like,
"You generally would not be like, oh, you got smacked, oh, you deserved
by
it
by someone your age." And you told me the whole story.
I mean, yeah, if it's
I'd be like, hold it down. You got rocked.
Okay, all right. If it was an adult.
No, I'm going.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I thought you were alluding to.
So your son goes up to a fat lady.
Because this is a scenario.
And then she just cracks him across the face.
She doesn't get to see another Mr. Yeah, Kipling cake again.
Okay.
She's finished. Like her meals. You get me? Yeah. I don't condone violence against women, but touch my son. And everyone's the same gender to me.
How old does your son have to be where you're not backing it? What's 24. The age?
24. Well, I'm not backing it.
Yeah.
No. What Let age? Me tell you right now, son. If I'm not alive by this time, when you see this, this is what I'm gonna say. You could be 50 years old. I'm backing it, bro.
What? He's 50 years old and he calls like a 45-year-old woman
fat.
A fat cow.
Yeah.
On the bus.
And she hits him.
And she hits him.
I'm backing it. I'm backing it.
You're coming in your mobility scooter.
I'm backing it.
You're rolling through.
100.
With your walking stick trying to...
100%. I'm backing my son.
And she's just getting her heel out. Dang.
I got my son's back loyal to the soil, bro.
That's crazy.
What we might say in the house... No, but bro, what the fuck are you doing? Man's 80. But outside, I'm riding out, bro. I'm bringing all the G's from the retirement home. We're all
pull up on this younger woman and
gang boy.
And be like,
yep.
What are you slapping my son for?
Yeah.
You're not so bad now, are you? Hey? What are you saying now, Jennifer? What are you saying now?
Yeah, me,
bro. She's 45.
Steve has got no feeling in his right arm. I'm going to take Steve's arm and smack the shit out of you, bro. Because you can't fuck with my boy.
That's bad. So me, I'm not... So we're proper just going over the place. So in general, are you someone that just backs your... You know, I don't know if I'm asked this question.
Yeah, of course. You don't care if they're right or they're wrong,
man. Whereas I'm not that person. Never have been. And it pisses off people in my family. Like
you have no loyalty ties.
No, I have loyalty to... Right, and the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Fact or not fact.
So I remember once... I won't say who. But they had been at like an all-day drinking event, like corporate hospitality thing. And then we're at another event watching my cousin sing.
Mm.
And my family member ordered a drink at the bar and ended up giving them a double. And she was like, but I didn't want a double. And then behind the bar, the person, like, it says literally all drinks are served as double as standard.
Yeah.
And rather than just like ordering another soft drink, diluting the drink.
Yeah, basically get two.
No, they wanted to argue with the bar staff and just keep on going back and forth. And then they pointed to me going, Darren, in it. And I just kind of sipped my drink and just turned away. Because I was like, I'm not backing this nonsense.
Hung out to dry.
I was like, nope. And then... My cousin came, my brother came, they heard it, and they fully just backed it.
Yeah.
And they were just backing it, going, no, da 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 da. And they're like, Darren, what happened? And I was like, so they're very drunk, and they're pissing off the bar staff. That's all I'm seeing. Yeah, and then it was like a big argument between me and that family member that I didn't back of it. I was like, well, because
I'm fully with you on that. Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm fully with you on that. It happens with me and my mum all the time. My mum will start cussing... Just in public, right? And for some reason, I'm drawn in. I'm not backing it, bro.
So you're not loyal to everyone?
Yeah, so you're not loyal to
For my son.
I'll be your son.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, right. That's the only person, I guess, unlimited, undivided.
Unless you actually... It's my mum and my son. But if it's just stupid arguments like a drink or something, I'm going to be like, yeah, what, bruv, see you later. Unless I hear you say something crazy to my mum, then I'm probably not backing it, yeah? Because my mum loves to get in arguments. But my son, like... If you say anything to him, I'm going to bury you.
What if your son actually grows up to be
of an arsehole? Yeah, he does, but let's say he's a troublemaker.
Yeah, he's a bit of an arsehole. Like, you'll see it and you're like,
even, and the teacher's like, he's difficult.
Yeah, you and your missus are trying to nip it, before he's even gone to school, you're trying to nip it in the bud. It's like, this kid is on fast track to being an arsehole. Yeah, not criminal or anything, just arsehole.
That's cool. That's fine. If he's an arsehole, he's an arsehole. But that's when I deal with it inside. But to the general public and all those involved, loyal to the soil. Right,
what if
you're getting the scraps every day because you play, and in the house you're like, I'm not like you stop that, but outside you're swinging.
You are fighting too much.
Parents evening, 7:30. Mm-hmm. You said to your son, no, I'm gonna get there at 7:35 because you're caught in traffic. Just wait for me. But you end up getting there at 7:25 and you hear him telling the teacher, when my dad gets here, you won't be able to tell me shit, right? Because he's going to back me anyway, you pussy old.
Yeah. First of all.
That's what he's going to say. Because he's going to roll it with his shades on and sit down, right? And you're going to be like,
first of all, I'm going to be around the corner like.
You.
That's my son.
He say,
say that to 24-year-old Miss Jenkins, newly qualified teacher.
Didn't like Miss Jenkins anyway.
The one that done teach first to help.
Yeah. No, straight up, bruv. Yeah, you can tell me you ain't done this, you ain't done that. But obviously, especially parents, even. I work in education, bro. I'm gonna cross question you. Like, so what have you done to help this boy, bro? Yeah,
you've literally heard him call his teacher a pussy, yo.
Yeah.
And, his dad,
all behavior is communication. What is he trying to tell you?
Michael, calling her a pussy, or what? So what's the deeper meaning?
Why is he talking to you like this?
English teacher.
And you sit opposite her this parents' evening, and she's like, I mean, I think he's like a really talented student and stuff. Just think he's.
He is. Continue.
Okay, but he could just be a bit disruptive at times, especially when he sits next to Stefan.
So fucking move Stefan then.
I just think that you also may need to take some responsibility. Why? For his paper. Wow.
Yeah.
You just said Stefan. So why are you telling me about Stefan? Does Stefan have the same last name as me? Move Stefan, innit?
I couldn't deal with a parent like that. You know what I mean? I'd have to remove both of you from the parent team. Yeah, exactly. There's nothing getting through.
Your kid's out of my class. I can't stand you.
That's fine, bro. That's fine. What are you trying to tell me about my son?
But he's difficult.
Yeah? And what have you done to alleviate...
They're trying to speak to you.
Yeah. No. Before this point, what have you
done?
They've
given you a list. They've given you 10 things that they've done. They've gone through a whole thing.
We moved Stefan. And then your son, DeMart, he just sat next to him.
And wouldn't move.
Stefan's actually improved his behaviour massively. and he's very determined
wait. Action. Say that again.
So Stefan's been moving away from your son because he's very determined. His behaviour's actually improved a lot, Stefan's. He's desperate to just get on with his work.
And you said my son sat next to him anyway, in a new seat, yeah?
Yeah.
So, you can't run your classroom. How's people just picking where they sit?
I've
come to see you. Did I sit over there?
I can't physically touch your son.
I came to see you today. Did I sit over there? Or did I sit where you told me to sit? You can't tell this kid where to sit. Also, Stefan's improved his behaviour. Stefan sounds moist, bro.
The worst parents.
I feel sorry for a teacher that you'd have to deal with people like this. Because trying to reason with someone who can't be reasoned with.
Although he's being unreasonable, it's true. There are parents like this.
Yeah, who are unreasonable.
Parents, you can't tell them shit.
And you can't land, you can't do nothing.
Their kid is literally setting the table on fire.
I've actually dealt with parents like that. It's bare frustrating.
Yeah.
They can do no wrong. It's like, this kid has laid out several members of staff.
And then what, like?
And the mum's like, yeah, but he's dyslexic. You know?
You're like, what?
Yeah. What the fuck was it, man?
Hey, man.
That's crazy. No, I'm playing. But my son can't go nowhere and embarrass me like that, bro. Not happening.
Not bad. Should we move to a topic?
Yeah. Does anyone have anything to reflect on?
Not me.
Oh, what is the summary? Telling the parent, by the way.
Sorry,
we usually have to summarise.
Your toddler says something in public.
Let's go around the circle, yeah?
Yeah.
So my one is to a degree, obviously man's exaggerating in those scenarios, but to a degree, back your kid's innocence, innit?
Okay.
Back it.
I'm reprimanded. Not reprimanded too tough, but hopefully they don't hear. But if they do hear, I would apologize on behalf of my child and be like, and talk to them after.
You're apologizing. But did they lie?
They didn't lie. But then...
So what have they actually done wrong? That's the main thing, actually. What have they actually done wrong?
They're not old enough. I can't blame them for not being old enough to understand that they should have a filter because they're young. They're just saying what they see. They're describing things. So I'm apologising, obviously, in case offence have been taken by the person, but they've not done anything. The child's not done anything wrong. The child's not in trouble. The child won't be told off or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll just be educated to be like, look, we don't do that. And the reason why is
people's feelings. Can I quickly ask though, you're apologising to the person in case offence may have been taken about some, like, them being fat, but they did that to themselves?
You don't know.
Yeah, there could be medical conditions, it could be side effects from medications and stuff like that.
They could have been like sexually assaulted as a child.
Don't do that.
All right,
you win.
But yeah, there's multiple reasons why someone's overweight. So
Not all the time. That's a smaller percentage.
Some of them might be.
Not all fat people will have been sexually assaulted.
That is true.
But the ones that have been sexually assaulted are usually fat.
If we take anything from this podcast.
Could you imagine?
Is that what you're saying?
Can you imagine if each fat person you met, you just go, I understand why you're fat. And you just insert that as the reason. They're like, what? It's I'm just trying to show understanding, mate.
which uncle was it?
Maybe I'm going. There's some people.
Ben's, bro.
There's the whole I'm big and I'm happy movement. There's people out there that I'm big and I'm happy about
shout
it.
Shout out Lizzo, but not a backing dancers.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Team Lizzo. Happy about
Team Lizzo.
You're Team Lizzo?
Yeah, because now she's the villain. I'm Team Lizzo.
You missed the con- you just love controversy.
Yeah.
So I'm basically saying to every person, because I don't want them to feel a type of way, but also not telling off my child, but obviously explaining that, you know, you have to have a social filter. Tom, what are you saying?
Yeah, I just pull my kid to a side and then just be like, I don't know if I'm apologising to the...
You don't have to.
If you were disabled, I would 100%. I would say, I'm really sorry. Like, he just doesn't know. But maybe I wouldn't if it was like just a bigger person. Maybe I wouldn't. Maybe I'd just be like,
even if they're disabled, or you're fat or whatever. Yeah, and then they go, your kid just said this to me, and I'm gonna be like, but it's true. You're disabled.
Yeah, but you're going to come across like a see you next Tuesday. Yeah. That's the problem.
But it's true. Are you not disabled?
No, but
if you're disabled, give out the blue badge.
But then, obviously, if we're...
You're coming across the worst guy. Your parents even and you're disabled.
I am the villain.
You're disabled, I don't
I'm
care.
I'm leaning into being the bad guy for once. Okay. Yeah? I'm happy being the villain.
Who wants to go through life just being told certain things? It's like a little white kid coming to you. You're black.
Yeah. But it's like if you're ugly and someone coming up to you just being like, you're well ugly. Like, you wouldn't, you know?
If a kid comes to me like, you're ugly, I wouldn't be like, all right.
Yeah.
No, but that's subjective.
But okay, but yeah.
That's subjective.
You still can't control your bowel movements. Like, what? What are we doing, man?
You're getting
is this a roast battle?
You're roasted at a free roast.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm taking away from other people's points.
So yeah,
I pull my kids to the side and I say, if it's disabled, I apologise, and then I say, you know, give them the information that they need to be like, why? Obviously, it's quite a complex question as well, especially with disability. So that's going to take some time. That's not something you're going to do on the spot there.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, we'll talk about it at home. That's it.
No, I can't. I'm not doing it.
Now he's seen the fucking stars in Edinburgh and now he's holding his tongue.
I don't think you would have to explain. What are you going to be like to the person and explain to my kid your disability?
Yeah. Like, if it's the one arm thing, yeah. I go, maybe they're comfortable in telling you.
Okay.
Maybe you can ask. But they may not be comfortable in telling you what's wrong. So be prepared.
So you would get your kid, you'd go ask him.
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. Sometimes that dialogue is helpful. Yeah. You know, instead of it being a them and us, it's. We're all in this together, but we're all human. We're one big society, and we learn from each other. Most of these things are about learning from different people with different experiences. So that may be useful. Does anyone have anything to reflect on?
I got one.
Yeah, hear it.
Reflection. Yeah. So have you guys flown with your kids yet?
Yes,
flown your kids.
Just with daughter. Yeah.
Yeah. No. So last week I flew with my kid for the first time, and he big like stressful environment going through security. Stands at the airport. Fucking overrun, you know, it's like chaos. So I give him a bottle because it calms him down, right? It's like drinking a little bottle of milk. Go get to security. Security guard's like, looks at me, looks at the kid, he's like, we've got to test that. And I was like, what do you think I'm feeding my kid, man? Like, what do you think that is?
What is that?
Like, he's literally drinking it. He's like, no, we've got to take it. We got to test it. We got to check it. And I was like, it's what? Like, and then I was like, are you serious? And he was like, you never know. And I was like, I think even drug dealers have morals, you know? I think like even drug smugglers have a level of ethics that killing babies is not one of the small amount of drugs you would smuggle in their bottle.
I'd have been like, here's the test. We'll get on the airplane.
Yeah.
And if he's still with us by the end of the flight, I guess it wasn't drugs. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That is crazy.
That's crazy. It was absolutely mad.
For the people that don't know, how old is your son?
He's 18 months.
18 months.
18 yeah. months.
So like, old enough to take crack.
Yeah.
That's it, man.
Or drink bombs. That's it. Your option.
Drink bombs.
That's it. It's heroin or bombs. That's
that
the
new
only...
technology, man.
Yeah.
Fluid bombs.
And yeah. where were you flying out to?
I went to Italy. I went to, my nice. Cousin married an Italian girl and we went out to the wedding. It was actually really good. Nice. But like, yes. parenting on holiday, that's just...
That's what it is.
It's a hot place, but yeah. you're still parenting.
It's not holiday. No. It's parenting abroad.
Yeah.
I've yeah. not done that.
I'll tell oh yeah. You, I don't know what age it is where it becomes a holiday, but it's just parenting abroad.
Yeah.
And I guess you can't sort of baby safe a hotel room
no.
or wherever you
or,
stay.
So we, or a pool or no.
yeah. We did so like the hotel, like for the wedding. So the girl he married happened to be a wedding planner. So this was like
oh, must well, have been well done.
But she brilliant. Sorted like someone to watch him while he slept on the because the wedding was in the evening, 6 PM.
Oh
so
wow.
Did have to leave him with a random Italian lady who spoke no English. My girlfriend wrote some instructions for if he woke yeah. up and we kind of yeah. Just it was all good.
It was
all good.
Shit.
I'm
nerve-wracking. If Maddie McCann
2 happens. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
If Maddie McCann 2 happens,
yeah.
it happens.
Well, that's the thing as well. Because
while
like,
we're here.
Limoncellos. Do you
reckon? Two more limoncellos.
Yeah, but I didn't think, the whole time I'm thinking like, Madeline McCann kind of ruined this because it, like the wedding was in the hotel that we were in, yeah. right? So like pre that, I bet loads of people would have left their kid in the room and just gone downstairs to the wedding mm, yeah. to pay for someone to, you know, I was paying... Decent whack to have someone sit in the room.
Because yeah, because when we went on holiday, yeah, I reckon so actually that because you got like monitors and stuff.
Yeah,
we would have gone to the nearest bar in the hotel.
Yeah,
had that door locked. I'd be like just checking the monitor. Just mm-hmm. yep, okay, yep. Okay,
or like just
okay.
someone run up every half hour.
I'm gonna have a little check. Yeah, all right, but we couldn't dream of that. So now I would run to the bar and bring drinks back to the room, but they would be sat in the room and be like. Oh, this is fun. A lot of atmosphere in here.
Yeah. I tell you, when you're at a wedding and loads of people are like, oh, we're going into town to have like a really nice pasta meal and you're just like eating pizza in bed, you're like, oh, this is...
Yeah.
This is the last.
I bet
the restaurant's shit.
Yeah.
You know, you see them all in the morning. What's wrong with you lot? We got food poisoning. Fucking.
Yeah. Do a Spotify playlist with your drinks. Yeah. That is crazy.
Not even that. I don't want to wake my kid up. One airport each.
One airport each.
Living the dream.
The silent disco.
Living my Italian dream.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, we went flipping Crete. Went Crete, man. That's what we just spent our time just by the pool, just rotating. Just whoever had the energy to either push her around in a buggy in the baking sun and shade's the most important thing because there's because this bird and die so you're sat there like, trying to enjoy yourself like have that. A drink it's like fuck the sun's moved okay just persistent just in that okay you have to move to a different side.
Do you know why some parents when their kids grow up they just say stuff to their kids like they just walk in and like hey mum hey dad and dad's just like fuck you man.
But then there's this pent up jealousy, rage, anger.
Resentful.
Okay. Yeah, so,
what's playing?
Was it, you getting some reverb? Hello? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Just some reverb. But we're even near the end of this episode anyway. Okay. So let us wrap up. Because I don't know what that is. That sounded a bit
that's hectic. Let's sort it for the next episode.
Yeah. Let's just wrap this episode up, man. This has been another episode of them Late Nights and Wet Wipes. I've been one of your co-hosts. I've been Michael Akadiri. To my left has been...
Kazeem Jamal.
To the left.
Oh. Darren Griffiths.
And our special guest...
Tom Elwes.
Boom Blast. Thank you for tuning in. Take care and peace.